Thank you. I bring a little white gardenia, as refreshing as a day in May. You may wear it if you care, or toss it away. If you look into this white gardenia, there's a message that I dare not say, that I let this little white gardenia convey. Who knows, tomorrow we may be together or so far apart. Take this token of my love, cherish it and keep it close to your heart. If our paths should ever cross again, dear, accidentally or by fate's design, if you wear a little white gardenia, then I'll know you are mine.
Thank you. for each day. Lose my appetite, I'd be wasting away. Grieving every night, there isn't any thrill in living all alone. Loving you is all that I have ever known. Regretting, forgetting is something new. I'd be lost without you.
Gee, but it's tough to be broke, kid. It's not a joke, kid. It's a curse. My luck is changing. It's gotten from simply rotten to something worse. Who knows, someday I will win too. I'll begin to reach my prime. Now though I see what our end is, all I can spend is just my time. I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme. To see you looking swell, my little baby, diamond bracelets were worth doesn't sell, baby, till that lucky. Darned well, baby, I can't give you anything but love. Till that lucky day, you know darned well.
Swear that when you smiled at me. A nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darn world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I know, 'cause I was there that night in Berkeley
are in listen-only mode.
Good afternoon. I would like to call to order the Design Review Board meeting of Tuesday, June 8th, 2021. We have roll call, please.
Member Clinton?
Present.
Member DeGasis?
Here.
Member Iman?
Here.
Member Hart?
Here.
Vice Chair Schellenberger? Is absent. Chair Branch.
Here. And now we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I'm here too.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Member Whalen, sorry. Member Whalen.
I pledge of allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, I just want to start with saying that this meeting is being conducted utilizing teleconferencing and electronic means consistent with the State of California Executive Order N2920, dated March 17, 2020, regarding the COVID-19 pandemic. The live stream of the meeting may be viewed on television and or online. In accordance with Executive Order N2920, the public may only view the meeting on Goleta Channel 19 and or online at the city's website and not in the council chamber. So with that, we are at public forum. At this time, the public shall have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item relevant to the jurisdiction of the city. Linda, has anybody raised their hand requesting this so far?
Would any attendee who wants to speak on an item that is not on today's agenda, please click on the hand wave icon now. No, Chair Brash, no one has clicked on.
All right, very good. Then we will begin with our administrative agenda, the review and approval of the minutes for May 25th. Can I get someone to make a motion for that?
I move that we approve the minutes.
Very good. Motion made by Member Hart.
I'll second the motion.
Seconded by Member Clinton. Any discussion? Very good. We will vote by way of roll call.
Member Clinton.
Aye.
Member DeGasis.
Aye.
Member Iman.
Aye.
Member Hart.
Aye.
Member Whalen.
Yes.
Vice Chair Schellenberger is absent. Chair Branch.
Yes. Very good. And that will take us to our review of agenda. Mary, are they all here today?
It's on the agenda.
You're breaking up there, but I assume we've got everybody here.
Sorry. No changes on the agenda.
Okay, got it. Got it. Then let's jump into it as quickly as we can. Item B1, Linda, fire away.
Item B1 is for conceptual, preliminary, and final review. It's the public storage signage located at 7246 Hollister Avenue, APN 073-020-012, case number 21-0009-DRB.
Very good. Has everybody visited the site? Greg Parker.
Virtual visit, no ex parte communication.
Very good. Dennis?
Yes, I visited the site and no ex parte discussions.
Okay. Martha?
Virtual, no ex parte.
Very good. Karis?
No site visit, no ex parte. I am familiar with it.
And Jonathan?
Virtual, no ex parte.
Very good. For me, virtual and no ex parte. Daryl, the floor is yours.
Yeah. Thank you, Chair, members of the DRB. Great to see everyone. So this is an application for new signage. Sorry about that. Application for new signage. A public store just 7246 Hollister Avenue. Essentially, the applicant's proposing to replace existing signage for kind of revamp and branding purposes. They're proposing to replace one wall sign. And the existing sign is 38 square feet. They're proposing 57 square feet. That does conform to the zoning ordinance, which does allow up to 100 square feet. It'll be located in the same area along that south elevation. And the text will state public storage. Additionally, the applicant's requesting to replace the existing freestanding sign. So in this case, they would actually keep the monument sign structure and just replace the sign panel. The existing sign is 32 square feet. The applicant's proposing the same square footage of 32 square feet as well. Again, this is what we, in terms of replacing signs, for freestanding signs, we just require that the panel be changed and not the monument structure itself. In terms of the height, the existing height was previously approved back in the county days of 6 feet. Since they're requesting to keep that structure, they are allowed to maintain that 6 foot high structure while replacing that sign panel. With that, please let me know if you have any questions. We should have the applicant online as well. His name is Christian Muldoon. Christian, are you there? I'm seeing that he's possibly not here.
All right. Well, it's pretty straightforward.
Okay.
Let's just go down the line. And any questions that you have for Daryl, he'll answer that as best he can. Other than that, throw out your questions and or comments and see if we can get to the other side of this one. So I'll start with Greg. Go ahead.
I actually like the new aesthetic. I have no objection to the increased size, well under the conforming limit. So I'm good with it as it stands.
Very good. Dennis?
One question for staff. Mr. Mimic, what is the current height limit for monument signs?
Mm-hmm. Yes, with the adoption of the new zoning ordinance, it's currently 4 feet. However, with legal non-conforming signs who choose to keep their monument sign structure, it is allowed to be 6 feet.
Thank you. I have no problem with the monument signs. In fact, I think that it's a rather a clean look that replaces the former sign. The sign on the building on the south elevation strikes me as being a little too large, and I would like to see it reduced by about 15% of the total area. Thank you, Chair Branch.
Very good. Martha?
I agree with Mr. Whalen's comments. I think the sign on the building face should be smaller, but other than that, it looks fine.
Okay. Karis?
I agree with Member Whalen and Member DeGacy. It's smaller on the big wall sign.
Okay. Jonathan?
I agree with the three colleagues who just spoke. The wall sign does seem a little oversized, but I like the clean lines, and hopefully we can get a little smaller wall sign.
Very good. I have one question, and then Daryl, I don't know if you know the answer to this, but can you go to the monument sign? Will the new sign have a white cabinet around it, therefore creating a white line around the framing the image, or do you know?
I don't know, but just looking from the image, it doesn't appear so.
Because the image is showing that it's not that way, which I kind of like, but if it had to have, if that's just, you know, Photoshop stuff, I'm okay with the white around it. I actually like it without it, and I prefer that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I would agree that maybe a 15% reduction in size on the wall sign would be good.
Chair Branch, can you check in with to see if there's public comments on this, please?
I have it written down right here to ask for a speaker. I was just going to do that. Linda, is there a public comment?
Would any attendees who wish to speak on this item please click on the hand wave icon now? And no, Chair Branch, there are no persons who want to speak.
All right, very good. Then with that, would someone make a motion, please?
I'll give this a try. I would like to make a motion on the project to approve for conceptual through final approval that the proposal be accepted as proposed, with the exception of the one wall sign on the south elevation be reduced by 15% of its total area, to be reviewed by, how would I say this, Mary, by staff for final approval.
That's fine.
Very good.
Good job.
Someone want to second that?
Can we just add the fine, Mr. Whalen?
Could you flip those up on the screen, Mary, and I'll give them a read?
If you want to just say the findings that were provided in your staff report, that would be adequate.
And I will include the findings as listed in the staff report.
Beautiful. And Karis, you're seconding that? All right, seconded by Member Clinton. Any discussion? All right, then let's take a vote via roll call.
Member Clinton?
Aye.
Member DeGasis?
Aye.
Member Iman?
Aye.
Member Hart?
Aye.
Member Whalen?
Yes.
Chair Branch?
Yes. Very good. The motion passes. And we can now proceed to item B2.
Item B2 is also conceptual, preliminary, and final review. It's public storage signage located at 7288 Hollister Avenue, APN 073-020-017, case number 21-0009-DRB.
And declarations, Greg?
A virtual site visit and no ex parte communication.
Very good. Dennis?
Actual site visit and no ex parte discussions.
Very good. I almost said Mary. Martha?
Virtual site visit, no ex parte.
Okay. Jonathan?
Virtual site visit, no ex parte.
Karis?
No site visit, no ex parte.
And I have virtual site visit, no ex parte. Daryl, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Chair, members of the DRB. We're moving along now to 7288 Hollister Avenue, again, a public storage facility. Similarly, the applicant's proposing it to revamp and replace one wall sign as well as a freestanding sign. The wall sign, again, on the south elevation of the building. The existing wall sign is 42 square feet. The proposed is 55. Again, the text would state public storage. Adjacent to the entryway, the applicant's also proposing the freestanding sign. Again, wanting to keep the existing monument sign structure. The existing freestanding sign is 32 square feet, and their proposed is 32 square feet as well. Again, the height is 6 feet, and they're requesting to change the panel of that sign. With that, I'm not sure if Christian Muldoon is available now. If not, I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
All right, we'll run through this the same way. Karis, go ahead.
I have no particular questions or comments. Again, I think the wall sign should be a little smaller.
Okay. Jonathan?
I'm fine with the size of the wall sign as it is, but I also am glad that they've actually put the street numbers on the monument sign. That I think helps the public know where they are.
Very good. Martha?
Monument sign looks fine, and the wall sign should be reduced to the 14 foot that it was originally.
Got it. Greg?
Again, they're conforming. I don't have any problem with the size. It's in an innocuous area, so I'm fine with it as it stands.
Okay. Dennis?
Yes, I too am fine with the monument sign. I would like to see that the wall sign retain the same area of the existing sign.
All righty. I'm good either way on this one. I'm in agreement with my colleagues. If it's reduced, I'm okay with that. If it's as proposed, I'm okay with that. So I can support it either way. Are there any public speakers that have raised their hands at this point?
Would any attendee who wants to speak on this item please click on the hand raise icon now? No, Chair Branch, we have no attendees who wish to speak.
Okay, very good. Would someone please make a motion on this one then?
I'd be happy to, Chair Branch. I would like to move that the item be approved for conceptual, preliminary, and final review with findings as listed in the staff report, and that the wall sign retain the same dimensions as the existing sign.
Very good. Can I get a second?
Seconded
by Member Iman. Any discussion? All those in favor, with roll call, please.
Member Clinton?
Aye.
Member DeGasis?
Aye.
Member Iman?
Aye.
Member Hart?
Aye.
Member Whalen?
Yes.
Chair Branch?
Yes. Very good. Motion passes. And that will take us to our third and final item, item number B3. Linda?
Item B3 is also for conceptual, preliminary, and final review. It's the overall sign plan for a village at Los Caneros, located at 6720 Cali Corral, 35 Compass Lane, and 10 Longshore Place, APNs 073-780-036, 073-330-032, and 073-330-036, case number 21-0008-DRB.
Very good. And declarations, Greg?
Virtual site visit and no ex parte communication.
Martha?
Virtual, no ex parte.
Jonathan?
Virtual, no ex parte.
Karis?
No new site visit, no ex parte.
And Dennis?
Yes, site visit and no ex parte discussions.
Very good. I had no ex parte discussions. I didn't visit the site specifically for this, but I was there probably a few weeks ago. So I'm familiar with the site. Daryl, welcome back.
Yeah. Thanks, Chair, members of the DRB. Moving along, this is an application for an overall sign plan for Village at Los Caneros. So otherwise known as VLC. VLC is located just south of Freeway 101, adjacent to Los Caneros. Contains, you know, multifamily and single family residential development. It's zoned moderate residential density. And it comprises about just over 43 acres. And in total, there's about 565 total units. It does consist of four established property owners in kind of different phases of the development. And today we're here to look at the overall sign plan for the totality of those phases. And the property owners have come forward collectively to process this overall sign plan. So in summary, an overall sign plan really establishes and denotes certain criteria for larger developments in terms of signage. For example, location of signs, square footage, total height, colors and materials. And so today we have three different developers who have collectively come together for three freestanding signs. One of the developers is OLAS, one is Market Rate Apartments, and one is Casa de los Caneros. So today we're really looking for the design review board to really hone in on their proposal, specifically of those sign standards they're proposing as part of this plan. And it should be known that This does not actually approve the signs. This is just an overall sign plan that will be approved, and the applicant will come in for separate permits to actually entitle the signs. And essentially what staff will make sure that the signs conform to this overall sign plan. With that, the applicant has provided a document stating the, you know, the submittals, the approvals, the tenant's responsibilities, prohibited signs, as well as a scope of each sign. So I want to start at sign number one, which is an entry monument. This is for Arrive at Los Caneros 2. It is situated on the corner of Calle Corral, the south entrance, adjacent to Los Caneros. It's going to consist of a sign roughly about 30 square feet, total square footage, 6 feet in height. The materials and colors are really acrylic with kind of black satin monument panel with a monument base. Something to note for the design review board, you know, per the new Title 17 ordinance, freestanding signs have a maximum height of 4 feet. However, if approved in conjunction with the overall sign plan, the maximum height is allowed to be 6 feet. So again, sign number one at the corner of Calle Corral South in Los Caneros. Staff did check in with the Public Works Department about vision clearance. And Public Works did approve the site distances. Moving on to proposed monument sign number two. This is Arrive. This is located Los Caneros and Calle Corral South, just a little to the west of that corner. Again, an entry monument sign. Square footage wise, 65 square feet, total height of 6 feet, colors and materials again, and a push through acrylic with black satin, and a stucco monument base. As well as with LED illumination. Here's the location of sign two, just inward from Calle Corral and Los Caneros to the north. Again, the vision clearance was approved by Public Works. Moving on to proposed freestanding sign number three. This is for Casas de los Caneros. This is a project by People Self-Help Housing. Total height of 6 feet to the peak of that gable. Stucco base with a brown wood frame. The location is kind of really up at the corner of Calle Corral in Longshore Place, right adjacent to the entrance of the People Self-Help Housing Complex. With that, we do also have the applicant online. His name's Ryan Abrea. He is the agent for the applicant. Ryan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Feel free to kind of summarize your proposal as well. And please feel free, chair and staff, if you have any questions, feel free to ask one of us.
Okay.
Chair Branch, I can jump in. I just want to make note of correction that it's 465 units, not 565.
Got it.
Thank you. Thanks, Ray. Yeah.
Very good. All right. So, Ryan, is there anything you wanted to add above what staff's presentation provided?
No, I think Daryl did a good job at presenting, but I'm definitely open to any questions that staff may have.
Okay. Then in that case, we'll continue on with questions and comments combined. Dennis, go ahead.
Sure. Thank you, Chair Branch. A question about this arrive sign. In some of the graphics we've seen, it looks like the circle is open, if you will, a donut shape. But in other descriptions, it's described as closed. Can you just confirm which it is?
Yes, it is closed. It's an acrylic face with a digital print over it.
Yes, thank you. And part of the staff report talks about the compatibility with the architecture, which I see in the people's self-help signage, really strongly relating to the architecture. Could you talk, Mr. Ibarra, about how this arrive sign relates to the architecture in its expression and forms?
Yes, so this arrive one, I'm going to pull it up actually here in my Google Maps so I can actually have reference to the building as well. One second here. I know they are trying to stay consistent with the colors of the building. I know that was the intent. Pulling it up now.
It's more the form and the massing. Easy to see on the other side how it relates to the architecture. I'm looking for how this arrive sign relates to the architecture and built environment.
Meaning like material and things like that?
Forms, massing, shape. This appears to be very modern, shall we say, contemporary. I don't see that expression in any of the buildings.
Understood. Trying to think of a good answer here for you. I know they match colors. Other than that, it is definitely a modern look. I couldn't get the designer on with me because I didn't design the actual signs itself. So I wasn't part of the design team meeting. And I know the third sign was designed by a different designer since all these owners had to kind of get together and put it all together as a master sign plan. I know they all wanted to do individual proposals. So unfortunately, I don't have, the best answer for you on that one. I wish I could give you a little bit more behind the designers and the owner's intent of trying to have that compatibility with the building. Is a quick question, is that one of the main goals of the Goleta's monument signage, is to be more compatible with building types and those types of materials and things like that?
No, it's more from what I read in the staff report.
Got it.
And I do understand the different owners wanting their own identity, but thank you for your response.
Thank you. I wish I had a little bit better for you. Sorry about that.
Sorry, you can continue on with the comments if you want.
That being said, I don't find the arrive sign merits an exclusion to the height limit, just because it's rather strange, I think, and just a little bit out of character for the development. While conversely, the other sign for the people's self-help housing does exceed the sign limit and is in character. So I'm sort of contradicting myself by approving the exception on one sign and not approving it on this, the arrive sign. Thank you, Chair.
All right, Kara?
Realizing that circle is not open, then I feel like, what is the point of it and why is it so high? And is there any way that they could still get the concept in there at the height limit? And also, I wanted to ask about lighting on both of the signs. It appears that the arrive signs have some sort of up lighting coming up onto the black. I'm not sure about that, but definitely the people self-help one, there's some sort of uplighting happening. And I just want to make sure that that conforms with our dark sky compliance and or suggest maybe making it more dark sky compliant. That would be
okay. Ryan, can you speak to the lighting?
Yes. The third monument sign, the people self-help, that is a non-illuminated sign. Meaning there's no internal illumination. It's all external illumination onto that sign. The arrive signs do have internal illumination. So it has uplighting from the base of the sign, which will light up. And the arrive letters are face lit. So they have LEDs. And the circle also has LEDs. And I think I was confused when I was asked if it was open. It is an open circle. I thought we were talking about the faces itself. So where the acrylic, the actual circle itself, I thought that is where it's acrylic with digital print, the O itself. So the O is open.
Okay, very good. Okay, so you're saying that the arrive sign has uplights in the back and the people's self-help sign is being lit. Is there any place that shows where the people's self-help sign is?
There's a note that says it's being uplit from the ground. If you can flip to that page, you'll see a note.
I see a note calling out a ground fixture, but it doesn't say where it is.
I don't have the location in my sign drawings where that exact location is.
Okay.
For the arrive sign two, on page, I believe it's 16 of 22, they show the illumination detail a little bit better on that, on where it's being placed in the uplight on that.
Yes. Okay. Got it.
And Chair Branch, if I may, I just want to clarify, height regarding, overall sign plans. So the DRB is not, approving an exception or an exemption to height. I want to just briefly read the sentence per Title 17. So regarding maximum height and freestanding signs. So the standard allowable height for freestanding signs is 4 feet. An increased height allowance may be approved as part of an overall sign plan, but in no case exceeds 6 feet in height. So it's really at the discretion of the DRB. To allow that height allowance. But then again, it's not through a modification or an exemption or anything like that.
Got it. Acknowledged.
Chair Branch, if I can jump in. Here's where the findings come in. You can find compatibility and quality of architectural design. That's where the findings will come in for you to justify that if the height is acceptable.
Got it. Okay. Moving down, Martha?
Yeah, so I would say the people's self-help housing sign looks fine, and the uplighting should be, the fixture should be hooded to direct the light to the sign and not allow any trespass for dark sky compliance. And the arrive to sign looks well proportioned. I personally object to the circle, which seems a little extraneous to me, but it looks well proportioned. But the arrive, let's see, the 6710 Calle Corral Arrive To sign that we're looking at, it seems that the lettering is compressed within the sign format, and perhaps that rust-colored element could be expanded slightly in order to give a little more air around the lettering. And as I said, the sign design itself, other than the circle, looks good to me. I'm not really understanding what the circle is for. And with that, I need to excuse myself to go to an appointment.
Acknowledged. Okay. Thank you for helping, Martha. Greg?
Okay, thanks for clarifying the height limits, Mr. Mimic. I tend to agree that that seems a bit large to me. It is in conformance, but it just seems more like the character of Orange County, not of Goleta. I do agree with the other members' comments on the people self-help housing. That tends to fit the character of the community better than the Arrive sign seems to me. I'm also curious, more than anything, about what the significance of the O is. I think without the O, it would be less, or I guess more in character. But maybe that has some kind of marketing value or some designation that I don't understand. But otherwise, I tend to agree with the other comments.
All right, very good. I think I agree with the majority of comments. I agree that the O feels superfluous, and in the image we're looking at right now on screen, you could get rid of that and still have a perfectly great sign. That would be fine without that. However, if they really want it, the fact that it's open certainly helps alleviate, you know, there are other signs where, you know, the height, monument signs around town where this height is huge and the width matches it and it feels monstrous. Whereas this, granted, that top part pokes up to 6 feet. I feel like it could be a little bit lower, but with it just being that, that's the part going up to 6 feet, it's not. It's not giving me heartburn too bad on that one. I do agree that the style is incongruous with the buildings that it represents. And I would encourage the applicant to maybe take a look at that. And I thought, and the on the Arrive sign, you're showing the very soft uplight of the dark part, monolith part of the sign with the uplighting. I'm really concerned that that's going to be brighter than that, and the lights are just going to be shining straight up into the air. I don't really like that. At least with the ground mounted light for the people self help sign, that's going to be in the ground and away and can be hooded, and shield and essentially focused directly on the sign. So I feel a little bit more comfortable with that sign. I think those are my comments. I also thought Martha's comment about the lettering being a little compressed in the Arrive To sign was a rather astute comment that I think makes sense. So with that, I think those are my comments. I'm okay in concept with the locations proposed. So I just want to go on record and say that. So let's see, is there
Well, thank you. I'm in agreement. I think if the O is necessary, it absolutely has to be hollow in the center. Arrive To, I would rather see it the entire monument sign a little longer and give some space for the lettering to not be so compressed if that were necessary. But the modernistic design of the arrives, both the arrived signs is, I just wonder the rationale behind that. Like the people self-help housing sign completely, but I was worried about the lighting on the arrived signs, especially dark sky problems. So I think that needs to be cleared up somehow. Thank you.
Okay.
I think it's worth noting that we spent a lot of time on the DRB trying to get the massing of the houses to sort of set back into the mountains a little bit.
Yeah.
And then to have a sign that comes up and just says, you know, boom, boom, like that. Maybe that's where people are starting to get
Is the board comfortable with the sign design concept, or do we want to see something different? Dennis?
I'm willing to make a motion that the item be continued and that the upon return, the Casa de los Caneros sign is fine, but the arrive sign should comply with the 4-foot height limit, perhaps eliminating the O, and that it be dark sky compliant, and that the address on the sign be a larger font and more prominently displayed.
Does anybody want to make a second to that?
I would just amend it just slightly. I'm cool with it being 4 feet for most of it, and if the O wants to peek up over to the 6 foot of the other sign, I think that seems fair. But that would be my only adjustment to the motion.
Does the maker of the motion feel okay about amending the height limit portion of it?
No, I would. I'm not. I would rather we take a straw vote by members about the the exception to the 4-foot height limit with the added design element of the so-called donut.
Okay. Let's take a straw vote. If you are okay with the donut portion of the sign reaching 6 feet, can we do it with a raise of hands since we're all visual here? Mary? Or do we need to do eyes?
Yes, but Chair Brench, I don't think you've asked for public comments yet.
Ah! I had it written right there, too, to remind me. We'll revisit this. I'm sorry. Linda?
Would any attendee who wants to speak on this item please click on the hand wave icon now? Chair Branch, no, we have no one who wants to speak at this time.
All right, thank you. I apologize. So if we do a straw vote, Mary, can we do it by show of hands or do we need verbal?
We need verbal, please.
All right. Then can we take a straw vote of who would be, how do I want to phrase this, who is comfortable with a portion of the sign extending to the 6-foot dimension?
Perhaps you can go down the line and say a yes or a no to that. That might be the best.
Okay, Greg?
Member Clinton?
Okay, she's going to go. There we go.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's okay.
Okay.
Member DeGasis has exited. Member Iman?
I'm okay with 6 foot.
Member Hart?
Torn, but okay. I mean, it conforms. But again, design-wise, I'd like to see it different.
Member Whalen?
No.
Chair Branch.
Yes, but with an asterisk. And that asterisk is, the as shown, though I think the O doesn't make sense, it's only a portion of that sign that is basically 30 inches wide that is only going up to the 6 foot mark. So by my saying yes, I'm okay with 6 feet, I don't want to see a sign coming back that's 10 feet wide and 6 feet high, because that would not be appropriate. So a piece of it, depending on what it is, I'm okay entertaining that. So that's my caveat, I guess. So it seems that the majority would allow a 6 foot. So would somebody else want to make the motion, or are you still okay making the motion, Dennis?
I will withdraw my motion and leave it to other more articulate members to propose one.
Where are those?
Greg, how about you?
Oh, boy. All right, I will move that we approve the People's Self-Help Housing sign structure as submitted. We approve the arrive and arrive to sign structures as submitted, but we would like to see the potential for the elimination of the extended O on each sign, and we would like to see space given in the arrive to sign to the lettering to approximate the arrive one or arrive zero sign. And subject to the findings in the staff reports. How's that?
I have a question. Mary, go ahead.
Yeah, Chair Branch, I think it sounds like the board wants to see these two signs back. And my suggestion is, if you can amend that to continue this item with the comments that you made, Member Hart. And we do have a date. Unfortunately, our next meeting is canceled, but the date would be July 13th. So if you're in agreement to do a continuance to a date certain, that would be July 13th continuance.
That's what I was going to say. So if I would think, Greg, so perhaps your motion could be amended to approve the self-help sign and continue the other two with the comments you made.
I would agree with that. Do I need to restate? Please, no.
I think it could be that.
I don't think you need to restate, but let's. I just want to be clear that this is a whole plan. So the whole plan will be coming back to you. And I think the message is that you're in agreement with the proposal for the People's Self-Help sign. But there's no approval because the approval has to be on the overall sign plan, the whole plan.
There's going to be a continuance that we'll vote on. Right.
Right.
Okay. Does that suffice with you, Greg?
Yes, that works for me. Do I need to restate?
I think that's good.
Okay.
Can we get a second? Second by Dennis, Member Whalen, or did you have a question?
I was going to propose an amendment, but get your second first.
All right. Anyone? Bueller?
I second.
Okay, I'm in seconds. Discussion? Dennis?
Yes, I would like to add that the street address font size be increased from the one that is proposed in this version.
On the arrive signs?
Right.
Yes.
Yes, I think that's wise. All right.
Did we mention the lighting concern? I don't remember.
Yes, right. that was in our comments, and since it's continued, that will be part of the minutes, or should be. All right. Any more discussion?
Well, I want to make sure that your comment about the 6 foot height limit, not necessarily the whole thing, somehow get included.
Yes.
You're saying Chair Branch's comment.
That'll be in the minutes in the straw vote, I would think. So, okay. Any other discussion? All right, then we'll We'll continue with the roll call from Linda. Or do we need to do that if we're continuing?
Yes, you do.
That's what I thought. Okay, go ahead, Linda.
Member Clinton?
Aye.
Member DeGasis is exited. Member Iman?
Aye.
Member Hart?
Aye.
Member Whalen?
Yes.
And Chair Brandt?
Yes. So we will see that back on July 13th. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Very good. Very good. All right. That will take us to item C, announcements by members. Anybody?
Yes. I wanted to comment on something from our previous meeting that involved a certain project that another member encouraged the proposer to consult with design talent. And I wanted to reinforce that idea because I know it's our intent to make positive comments towards projects and to try to develop them. But there are some proposals and some projects that there's no amount of review that's going to resuscitate a moribund design, and that we really owe it to trust our sensibilities to make that judgment in light of our charge to create a better environment. Thank you, Chair.
I agree with that emphatically.
Yes.
And that's not an easy thing to do, and my hat's off to the member that did that, because that happens, and so I support that 100%. Anybody else?
Thank you.
All right. Then with that, we are adjourned. Thank you. Have a great day.
See you July 13th.
Okay.